Penguin Random House Audio presents The Undocumented Americans. This is the author, Carla Cornejo Villavicencio. A place belongs forever to whoever claims it hardest, remembers it most obsessively, wrenches it from itself, shapes it, renders it, loves it so radically that he remakes it in his own image. Joan Didion, The White Album. In memory of Claudia Gomez Gonzalez. Introduction. On the night of the 2016 presidential election, I spent a long time deciding what to wear. I'd be staying home to watch the returns with my partner, but the Comey letter had come out in mid-October, and I was convinced Trump was going to win. I'd always admired the women on the Titanic who reportedly drowned wearing their finest clothing and furs and jewels and the violinist who kept playing even as the ship sank. I wore a burgundy velvet dress with sheer lace back paneling, a ribbon in my hair, red lipstick, and a leopard print faux fur coat over my shoulders. I poured myself a goblet of wine. I understood that night would be my end, but I would not be ushered to an internment camp in sweatpants. The returns hadn't finished coming in when my father, who is undocumented, called me to tell me it was the end times. I threw myself into bed without washing off my makeup, without brushing my teeth. I had a 4 a.m. wake-up call. A few hours later, I took a bunch of trains to New Jersey to meet an oceanographer I was profiling for a New York magazine. We took a boat into the Hudson and sped by the feet of the Statue of Liberty. "Fuck," I said, "this will appear sentimental." Still, I asked him to take my picture in front of it, and I smiled at the camera, the strong winds blowing my hair in my face. It seems.